I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In October, Nepal's president signed an anti-conversion law, and now many Christians in the country have petitioned the government to repeal it. Pastor Chatri, a church leader in Nepal, explains.
This decision made by government made a great discouragement and brought fear in the life of Christians. But we Christian leaders firmly stand and encourage our believer to adapt any situation and to continue share Christ and continue encourage each other and support each other.
If you would, pray for the church in Nepal. Ask God to guide Nepal's leaders, to encourage these believers, and to provide the resources needed for their ministries. Get more details on this story at our website. And for every one child adopted in the U.S., there are approximately 36 couples waiting to adopt, but only 4% of women with unplanned pregnancies choose adoption over abortion. National Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is January 21st, and Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide says for pro-life ministry to be effective, it needs to be rooted in the gospel.
We need to have both, because if we just have only the part about the social side of it, but we don't have the gospel, then it's merely just a social service. But with the gospel, it has tremendous spiritual, emotional, even physical implications, which is saying you are worthy and we want to not only help you in your current situation, but for all of eternity.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.